time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Man, check, can you believe this weather? Speaking of the weather, let's just check some temperatures out for, and then we'll talk about the weather. 67 degrees at Hollis, 70 at Eric, 72 at Putnam, 74 at Woodward, 65 at Slapout. Lahoma is 69 degrees out here in the panhandle of Texas. We got 70 at Lipscomb, 71 at Miami, 71 at Dozer, 69 at Wellington, and Goodlet, 75 degrees. I got a text message from the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic right before the show started, and they want to tell everybody from Dr. Goodman at Stockman's Vet Clinic. With the drastic temperature changes in the last week, we are seeing lots of pneumonia in newborn calves. Urging everyone to check their calves daily and treat as soon as identification of sickness. This will help prevent lung damage in the future. Good advice. Check your calves. I wonder if that's going to go on because we're going from 0 to 70 like a speedometer in a matter of about, what, 4 days, 5 days? And also, I want to share something else because we have lots of farmers and ranchers out on the road. And this is from the Sheriff's Department. A missing person possibly injured south of Texola along the state line. Beckham County deputies are currently searching south of Texola for Courtney Brown, 38. White female, red hair, blue eyes, 135 pounds, 5 foot tall from Childress, Texas. We believe Courtney is injured from an auto accident in that area. And if you've seen or picked up anybody matching this description since 8 o'clock last night, please contact the Beckham County Sheriff's Department at 580-928-2121. So I wanted to share that with you guys. We got a lot going on. I got the Davis family and the Cook family coming in today here pretty quick. Talk about the world famous Davis Angus bull sales. Speak of the devil, old birthday boy just walked in. I heard you were like 65. Is that correct? 24. All right. Okay. All right. First, let's find out what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Grains and soybeans were lower in overnight trading after a disappointing export sales report on Friday. Corn sales dropped 12% week over week and 5% from the prior 4 week average. 1.45 million metric tons. Mexico was a big buyer at 546,000 tons, followed by Japan at 457,000 tons. Spain had 185,000 tons. The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders of 433,000 tons. Wheat sales to overseas buyers dropped 7% on a weekly basis to 532,000 metric tons. That, however, was still up 31% from this time last year. Mexico, again, the big buyer, purchasing 147,000 tons. Japan, 69,000 tons. Chile bought 53,000 tons. Soybean sales were 480,000 metric tons last week. That's down 23% from the prior four-week average. China purchased 101,000 tons. Egypt, 75,000. Mexico, 73,000 tons. Steel demand has been robust for U.S. ag products since the start of the respective marketing years. Exports on corn since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, 25.2 million. Soybeans is at 36 million. Both of those up. Corn's up 33% and soybeans up 15%. Even wheat's up. Exports are up 22%. What are they at? 14.6 million. So there you have it. Other than that, there's a report out from the National Weather Service that the snow's melting in the North Dakota, not the North Dakota, but in North Dakota is expected to start melting here pretty quick because of these unseasonably warm temperatures, but no flooding. I don't even know why I read that. because the Missouri River, I'm just ate up with the history and the way the Missouri River is, because it starts up there near the Canadian border or at the Canadian border and works its way down into Kansas City. Matter of fact, this weekend I delivered some processed beef up to Kansas City and I crossed the Missouri River twice. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market before we go to break, because we got the Davises and the Cooks will be on. I heard the Cooks are running a little late. That's surprising. me and Jim's going to pick on people today. We're going to have the Jim and Jim show. Anyway, corn from March. Let me back that up. I just seen the time on it. I don't know why this thing's not updating on its own. I'm not a computer guru, so I guess I've done something wrong. March corn, 482, down 9. May's 496, down 8.5. Soybeans for March, 1029, down 10.5. Soybean meal for March, 292.20, down 260. Soybean oil, March, 45.73, down 108. Hard red winter wheat, March, 596, down 12.75. May is 609, down 12.25. Cotton is up for July at 68.84. Oil, West Texas, April, 70.67, up 27 cents. Natural gas, now that it's not cold no more, is going to go back down. It's still over $4 at 4 even, to be exact, down 23. The NASDAQ's in the red, and the Dow and the S&P are trading in the green. Live cattle, February, 198.80, up 97. April, 194.95, up 1. Feeder cattle for March, 271.45, up 350. April 271.22 up 367, and May is 269.52 up 360. Lean hogs, April 87.70 up 2 cents. Eggs, I don't know, but they're high. Oh, I had some interesting conversations, Jimbo, on Facebook this weekend about eggs. It's all a conspiracy. We're going to take it. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Speaking of them, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft. Matter of fact, I just put my new yellow reward sign up this weekend in person and virtual producer education. Beef direct sales list that connect consumers with OCA, marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week, $8 a month, to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Lori at 580-273-5137. The boss just showed up. Uh-oh, they even brought their right hand. What do you guys call him? What do you call him? Your right hand?
He's our herdsman.
He does so much more.
Okay, all right. We're going to take an OCA break, and we're going to be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day, and you flipped the switch on that machine, and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 7th. 2006 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 461 brought 420. 3 at 532 brought 332.50. 4 at 564 brought 312.50. 19 at 588 brought 311. 8 at 741 brought 268. 34 at 788 brought 268. 11 head of heifers at 451 brought 337.50. 5 at 568 brought 283. 7 at 594 brought 284, 15 at 634 brought 269, 10 at 665 brought 270, 7 at 804 brought 238, 11 at 861 brought 235, butcher cows were 68 to 150, butcher bulls brought 122 to 180, bred cows were 1150 to 3435, pairs brought 1375 to 4600, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, this is going to be a fun Monday. Deb and I are talking chickens. Not beef, chickens. Anyway, Wellington, Texas, it's 70 degrees. Humidity is 16%. Dew point's 21. The winds are out of the southwest at 10. Peak wind gust today, 15.08 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation this month so far. Red flag minutes, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. All right, Miss Deb, you're first. Step up to the batting box.
All right. What do you want to ask me a question? Because I can't think of anything.
You ready?
Yeah.
So you remember Joey on Friends, the show Friends?
Yes.
How you doing?
I am doing great. It is. The weather's going to be beautiful this week.
Yeah.
I was looking at the wind. I mean, 6 to 8. Wasn't that what it said?
Yeah, it's not.
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday. But I've been praying awfully hard to have good weather on Saturday.
Last week was a booger, wasn't it?
Oh, if we'd have had a sale last week, oh, my gosh. We'd have been serving
hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot chocolate. and because it would have been brutal. And I would have been the person that, oh, is that you underneath all those clothes?
I know it was brutal last week, and we've been lucky this winter anyway. But man, when it hit, we had a couple of cold spells, but last week was the ice. I don't remember the ice being that thick quite a long time, probably 3 or 4 years.
I mean, there was whenever you have running creeks that are frozen, yeah.
Yeah, the river was frozen behind the house. I mean, it was cold. I was thinking about going canoeing last week. Went down there instead. I went ice skating.
Yeah.
So, but no, it was cold, brutal, and I know a lot of people are rescuing baby calves.
Absolutely.
I only had one, but it was on the coldest day. But so far, so good. I don't see any damage to the ears or the tail. And he was out running around just playing with everybody yesterday. So that I was lucky because 3 years ago this February, I wasn't quite that lucky.
Well, we had how many was born last week? 14.
Well, everything good?
Yeah, and Kev is great. You know, he is an EMT, and he can give mouth-to-mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Well, we'll dig into a little more of that when we get to him.
I witnessed that.
Yeah, you guys share that, Mike. What did you witness?
Giving CPR to a calf that his scour bolus hung up in his throat.
Yeah? Get it out, I guess. Did you? We got to learn his little secret. So where do you, what school, grab that mic there and talk close to that one. What school did you go to learn that?
Oh, I don't know that I learned it in any school.
Get a little closer to it. Okay. Yeah, there we go. So you didn't go to school for that? Or
no,
do
no,
they have
no,
a
sir,
school
no,
for
sir,
it?
No, sir. Actually, COVID, because of COVID, we didn't even have to be CPR certified to graduate high school. So I'm
really?
Completely uncertified in that.
Jimbo, are you ready for the bull sale?
We're ready. We've got the bulls ready. They look good.
I get to come this year.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right.
Wonderful. No fires, no wildfires so far. We didn't, because we were delivering hay last year.
We'll make room for your what's a bull worth speech. How's that?
We want to talk about that today. And then, the cattle market, anything positive about agriculture in the last year, year and a half has been the cattle prices. Not people are lucky enough to have cattle, you know, it's helped offset, but you know, I keep reading all these deals every day about, you know, bankruptcies were up in farms last year, and it just makes sad, but guess nobody, and they pointed out that it's most of it's row crops. So, you know, but you got cattle, it's a good year, but you know what happens after a couple good years? We go back to normal. So we got to take advantage of it. But you guys, are you excited about your bull line this year?
The lineup of bulls is excellent this year as far as the meat quality traits. We've upped the game on the barbling. And for those that are in the home-raised beef deal, we've got quite a number of bulls that have excellent tenderness.
All right.
Single-digit tenderness is here.
It's here to stay at the Davis Angus Bull Farm, huh?
We've working on fertility on our cows, using the EPD profile to up the fertility, maybe make it easier to breed a heifer and get a heifer calf here a little quicker and every calf that comes later on comes quicker. The EPDs have an indication of heifer fertility and what you can do. And
look who showed up.
Yeah.
She was late last year.
We got the gang here now.
We got the. I don't know. Jordan, grab that mic and say something into it.
Well, I will say Taylor was right.
No, you're gonna have to use that mic. You guys are gonna have to share that big mic there, so squeeze in there. There, now try it. Blair FFA did something to that mic. Yeah.
Leave it to the FFA kids.
Yeah. What before we go to our first break. You and I have had a few conversations about EPDs at the, where was we at? Cattlemen's Congress. And EPDs are not 100% accurate, but they give you a great idea of what's going on. Whether you got a heifer bull or whether you need, this cow here needs marbling. So you AIR to the bull, there's extreme numbers and marbling and, live on the radio, and not over there in the hallway drinking a cup of coffee at the fairground. What's your thoughts on the EPDs? Everybody has their own opinion, and I love for everybody to hear both sides.
Like you said, the EPDs are not a gospel as to what's going to happen.
Yeah.
With the animals, but they're way better than any indication guessing that we've ever had before. I mean, you can at least get some concept of what you're going to raise.
Right.
And back in the 60s and 70s, meat consumption was going down every year. And that's before the EPDs really gained steam and people started watching the EPDs.
What did it do? Why did the...
It gave us the ability to produce a product that was more desirable for the consumer.
We went from choice to...
We can get a lot of primes now. When most of the cattle back in the 60s and early 70s were select.
Right.
And now the choice and the premium quality choice is what we focus on.
Right.
And the primes are... There's more of those than there is the selects. And that is directly responsible for the increased meat consumption that we see now.
Right. It's good stuff. And then, like you was talking about select, choice, and prime, I ought to do some research sometime if I'll just take time to. I wasn't a very good studier in school on the fly. But I remember when I worked back from. When I worked for the Pitzers back in the 80s, when I first met you guys, he had a set of registered Charolais cows, and these things are huge. And they were heifers, and he put them with a limousine bull. I never had so much fun in all my life that I can remember. But, you know, but he was told, because I don't think Dub had ever had a limousine bull, but he was told, oh, they got small calves, bull crap. Mix it with a Charolais and you got trouble. This EPD takes a lot out. You know, Jimmy and Tracy have told me more than twice, they hardly go check their heifers that are calving at night because they know what the bull that they're breeding was capable of.
The EPDs give you some indication of what you're going to have.
Yeah.
When you get the calves there.
Right.
And the cattle business typically has been buyer beware. And when I started in the cattle business, that's one thing I wanted to get away from, is the buyer beware.
Right.
We raise virtually every cow that calves, and the cows that we're raising bulls with have been born and raised in western Oklahoma.
Right.
All they know is getting up in the morning and go out and mow the grass.
Yep.
And raise a baby.
Yep.
And that's their Western Oklahoma mentality that they've got. We've got to go do this. And Western Oklahoma may not be the best place in the world to raise cows.
Yeah, but they raise some good ones.
Things can get pretty harsh around here occasionally.
The heat, the winter.
If you got a cow that you've imported in from Georgia or Montana or wherever, and the western Oklahoma heat hits them, some of them just melt and die.
The cattle index on the mezzanet was formed because of the weather in western Oklahoma. I can promise you that. I got some sad news for you. I had one of you guys' cows, and I'd sold it to a guy down there at Reed. I found out the other day he bred it to a Charolais, so I'm totally disappointed in this deal.
Well, everybody's got to have some kind of cow that they like. And you know, I hold that against no one.
I do. But, you ought to see her. She's a beauty. And you know, they probably say the same thing because I always bred her to a Simmental Angus Cross. But she was a good mama. But this Charolais baby comes out, she might run. She might scare her. So, all right, well, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we got five people in here, and we're gonna start in on talking about the upcoming bull sale, and we're gonna pick on Jordan for being late. Who was the cause of it? You're Nakona.
No. Well, neither. I will say Taylor is very correct with her text message that that is a real thing. We were treating one for pneumonia is what we were
actually
doing. So, yeah. Yeah, a lot.
So you have an excuse this time.
Yes.
Well, that's
so
good.
So check your Kevs. Listen to Taylor.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to mention that again later on the show. All right. We're going to take Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City. 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. Six convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here we go. Salt Fork, Oklahoma. You guys know where Salt Fork is? Kind of hard to explain, but it's up north and by the Salt Fork. So it's pretty close to, what is that? What's the Salt Lakes? By Enid. So it's up in that area. It's straight north of my in-laws. I can tell you that, basically. Salt Fork is 70 degrees, 37 is the dew point. The winds are out of the southwest at 14 miles an hour, 3-day average. 4-inch bare soil temperature, 31 degrees, and I think that's off because my soil temperature at my house is already up in the upper 40s. And 620 is sunset, 73 today, 39 for tonight, and 73 for tomorrow. I have Jim and Deb Davis in here. I got some other people with them. We'll get to them here in a little bit. But they, Deb, let's talk about the bull sale that's coming up.
Okay.
March 1st, because you guys changed dates on me. And didn't change dates. New date coming up this Saturday at 12:30. And it's at the Burns, from the Burns Flat Cottage. And you go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Guarantee when you get about 3/4 miles east, you can tell where the bull sale is. And they can start looking at cattle when.
Whenever they get ready.
Whenever.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
We'll have
in place. In place Friday morning.
Okay.
Friday. They can come look at them anytime.
Okay. Let's start with you. You're the numbers lady.
I do like numbers, and I was not very good at math in school, but I do like my numbers.
I got a story during break, so we're going to talk about it. You're going to.
Not eating tonight.
Yeah, and you like your grandkids to show their cattle right, too.
Oh, yes, I do. If you're gonna do something, do it well.
I know. I love you. Well, my first deal at Cattlemen's Congress, watching you, you reminded me of a softball mom.
Well, didn't Daryl was acting like a rabbit.
Yeah. And you had the other grandkid acting like a rabbit in the stands. Yeah. So, all right. So we're just talking about
Pathfinder.
Tell everybody what we were talking about.
All right. A Pathfinder cow, she has to have had at least five calves. That ratio 105 at weaning. All right. Also, she has to be able to calve she can't be off. She can't get, like calve in like January, then the next year calve in March or April. She 365. She has to be
on time.
And we have several bulls that have Pathfinder moms. We have one bull in there, and I can't off the top of my head tell you, he is the 13th calf out of 11. I'm sorry, she's 13 years old.
The yeah, there we calf. Go.
All right, that she has had 105 every year, and she is, still in production. You have to have a good cow to have a good bull.
There, that's what I was gonna say. That's what started this conversation.
And so, I'm very very proud of my cows when they can do that, because not every program can boast that they have. I think, did we have seven? How many did I tell you guys that we made? 17 Pathfinder cows this year out of our herd. And I know that sounds like, oh, that's not very many, but yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
And it builds too. And basically what she's saying
is, we treat our cows like the commercial guys do. If they don't have a calf every year, they're gone. They've got to have a calf, breed back in 45 days from having that calf, and then they also have to wean a calf at a certain weight to get that qualification. So if they don't do that for us, they're gone. It doesn't matter who they are. And that's kind of how the commercial guys run their business.
Right.
They've got to have those cows, able to have calves.
You got a time slot.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Because not every
You're not going to be like, oh, I really like you, Betsy. You didn't have a calf for 2 years, but by gosh, I'm going to keep you.
Mama's got the softball finger going.
Yeah, some show cows that we have don't like to breed back.
That's a whole different ball game.
That's a whole different thing.
That's true, because a lot of producers, they put a bull with their cows and blah 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 and string out 3 or 4 months, which is just that's a norm.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing what you guys are doing, or like the Taylors or the Tuckers or whoever,
you've got to have them close together.
You got to have them close together, not strung out.
Yes, a contemporary group, because we cannot take weights. We have our January calves, and to get it in that window, you can't be having April and May calves to be able to get them all in the group, because the Angus Association goes, oh, no, no, those are too young. And so we try to keep them all from like January to about the 1st of March. So they'll be in the contemporary group and measure against each other.
What's the time frame and age and the weaning weights you guys shoot for?
Is it how many days? 206 days for weaning weight is when we like to take those. And so when you have those contemporary groups spread out so far, they have to adjust them. Right. And then when you scan them with the ultrasound, then that throws some outliers out. So it is better if you have them all together. And the ultrasounds, what is it on? It's towards the yearling. So it'd be 360, 60 some days.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys, what you don't sell in the sale or sell private, you guys follow. You got to the feedlots, right?
Yes, and we just sent that information in, got that all finally in, and then got the results back, and very, very pleased with the set of calves that we sent up there this year.
Yeah, and what you told us last year, what's this year? What's your goal to make extra, Mr. Davis? With your with being part of the Angus Association and getting all these little bonuses and stuff, and how do you guys get a bonus? I don't have enough to send a feedlot, but what's do you guys get bonuses for it testing between the way it tests select or
the calves this year? We swapped out one of our calves with Jordan's calves.
Denton's, not Jordan's.
Denton's calf.
It was a Nicole,
show. Poor guy over here. He's just hiding.
We needed a calf. Denton needed another calf for his OJCA steer feed out. And I didn't have anything that, because for them to go to that, they need to be springborn. And most of my cattle are fallborns. And so what he had, I was like, yeah, that's not going to work. DNA says he's not going to work. EPD say he's not going to work. So I told him to call Grandpa and Nani and find a calf that would work. And so they traded Denton a calf, and he had the only calf that went prime in the OJC or the whole OCA feed out. And the calf that Denton traded him went select. So Dad was having a fit.
That was the like, one select in the
Did
group.
That cost you a lot of money?
No, it's when you sell those things, they hang them up and grade them and individually weigh them. You're paid individually for every animal there. And this year, with Tom's help at the feed yard and the guys at the feed yard, we sold our calves right around Thanksgiving this past year.
That way you had some Christmas money for the grandkids?
Yes, yes.
But they averaged $3,000 a piece.
Ooh.
And it's amazing what you can do. If you had one now, I hadn't followed through on it, on what they're worth now. But there was a time there after, around the first of the year, that those calves would have bumped $3,500.
Oh, I bet.
That's for a 20-month-old calf.
Dang, and it would be good eating too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're delicious, and that's what we shoot for. That's what we've always shot for. We started breeding these cattle for the better meat traits 30 years ago.
Right.
And we. We've had to inject some maybe not so good carcass qualities to get the cow back in the deal, but by and large, we've bred our cattle for 30 years to
do this.
Produce a premium meat product.
Paying off, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're a world famous bull sale. I mean, if I go to England and I mention at the airport, you guys know Jim Davis. They say, yeah. pull that over there as far as you can, because that's be a good mic for you. You're the tell everybody who you are and how many years you've been at the Davis Ranch.
Okay, I'm Keb Cunningham, and I haven't even been there a whole year yet. I started in June.
Well, you were here last year. Or was that like
that was this summer?
Oh, it was,
yes,
wasn't
sir.
It?
Yes, sir.
My bad. Oh, there he's in the magazine. What page is that?
That is page 8. We probably one of the most I don't know. They always give you a difficult piece. We always pick it for the cookoff. So Jim had just had knee surgery. So his first job was driving Miss Daisy to Madison, Wisconsin to the cookoff. So anyway.
Yeah.
So
what do you think so far?
I enjoy it a lot. I'm learning. I'm learning a lot, and these are great people to be around. So,
all right. Well, that's what I'd say if I was in the same room with them. Too. Have you learned anything?
Yes, yes. They do it a lot different. So I'm more from a commercial background.
Right.
But the goals are ultimately the same.
Right.
And just the whole marketing side is a lot different. I'm enjoying that part of it. And then taking books. Debbie and I have had a lot of hours on the computer, and just taking books and taking is extremely accurate records. That's something that I'm not exactly used to, but I'm learning. So.
You learning?
Yes, well,
sir. Yeah, you got the best.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so it's don't get in her way. And I don't mean that she's scared. Just stay out of her way and everything will be cool,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. We got to work together on that.
All right. So what's your favorite bull? Because I already know number 6 is hers, right? Is that your favorite, Deb?
That is.
I'm saving Jim and hers for last.
I don't know if I have a favorite bull. They're all kind of like pets right now. They're great, and to select one of them wouldn't be very very good in my opinion.
Rephrase my question.
Okay.
If you're going there Saturday to buy one, which one are you going to buy?
I think I'd probably lean towards lot 6 also.
There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What a suck up. but that was a great answer. No, I mean, even though these guys all got a favor, when there's a favor, that don't mean the rest of them are bad.
Yes,
matter
exactly.
of fact, if somebody else come look, the other ones might be the better ones than what they choose.
And one of them might be a better deal in the end. Yes.
Right. Yep. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When I come back, I'm going to talk to Nakona before I get into the heated battle. What are you going to say, Jordan? Oh, you was going to say something. I'm going to talk to Nakona a little bit because I'm pretty sure Nakona's about as big a part of this bull cell as anybody here. And did you know what you were stepping into?
Kind of.
Did you?
No. No.
I knew it was going to be a lot.
I'm trying to have a family feud deal going on here, but it's not working. No, I'm not. But now we're going to get back to Nakona. And Nakona and Jordan, they're involved in a lot of things in the state of Oklahoma. And I'm proud to say that I can call on them anytime I need to talk about something. And plus, they got some really good kids that show some really good cattle. And then you got Debbie and what's his name? Jim. And then Kip's on here. You on full-time now?
Yes, sir.
You're on full-time? Cool. All right, we're going to take a OCA break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show with the Davis family. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The thing about tires is
It only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
Washing machine sounds like a rock crusher.
My shirt is still wet from this dryer. What are we going to do?
Did someone say laundry emergency? This is Shy the Repair Guy. I fix most name brand appliances in your home or in my shop.
Can you really fix this disaster?
Of course, I'll have your appliances humming in no time.
Wow, that was quick. For an appliance superhero, call Shy at 580-243-9619 or Daryl at 580-799-5433, turning chaos into happy homes.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to the A to Z Savings event at AutoZone.
Yeah, happy to be here. Can I get some rotors?
Would you like brake pads with that?
How much are the brake pads?
Free with the rotors.
Free. Really?
Really. Free.
Okay, I also need some oil.
Would you like an oil filter with that?
Yeah, how much is that?
Free with 5 quarts of oil.
Free. Really?
Really. Free. It's part of the A to Z Savings event.
You might as well call it A to Free.
At AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Burns Flat, home of the Davis Angus Bull Sale coming up. 74 degrees, dew points 22, humidity's 15. Winds are out of the west, southwest. At 16, with wind gust up to 21 now. 0.02 inches of moisture in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 36. Sunset at 6:26. 77 today, 39 tonight, and 77 tomorrow. All right, we've talked to Jim, Deb, and Kip. Yeah. I ain't got any tobacco in my mouth. And I stuttered there. But next on the line is Mr. Nakona Cook. Nakona, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. A lot better now that I'm here.
A lot better now that you're here.
Yeah,
and
we
also
doctoring calves this morning, and the pneumonia deal and the temperature up and down. That's a real thing. And doctored several this morning, but they're all pretty well turning around and doing better.
Right. Have you guys had any scours?
We have. I've been doctoring for that, too.
Yeah, I noticed. I got to go back out there after the show today and doctor a few. I noticed this morning. And then I learned a lesson. I got one of those four-stall little rubber creep feeders, you know, just one of those really small ones. Well, I got 7 heifers from last year in there with those cows to keep them away from the bull. Well, I found out this morning that they could still get in there. Well, I dumped the feed in there and I was driving off. I thought, what's going on here? I turned back around. I didn't think it was big enough, but I was wrong. And so I took a come along in a chain and I put across there and lowered the deal. They're not in there now. So anyway, that's when I noticed the scars and some of the babies this morning. A lot of work getting ready for this bull sale. Are you excited?
Yeah, it is. I am. I'm excited. We've got a nice facility now, and we're working on that and getting it ready, and I'm really excited about it.
Let's talk about the heifers.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about them. What do you got? What do you guys got selling along with the bulls this
yeah,
week?
Yeah, I've got a really nice set of commercial heifer pairs, first calf heifer pairs. I'm kind of a stalker guy and commercial background, and so what I've did the last several years is buy calves back from some of our bull customers. That way we know the genetics, run them on wheat pasture, sort out the best end of them, breed them, and calve them out and sell the commercial heifer pairs.
Right. And are they bred back or not?
No, these are not. They're just calves. Yeah. They're some of the early ones will be getting real close to being ready to put bulls back with them.
Right.
They're all started in January and actually still calving right now. I tagged a new baby this morning, and there's probably going to be a handful that are going to be heavy bred. We're pregging the rest of them tomorrow to know, working them, vaccinating. That way everything will be up to date on shots and ready to go. And there'll be just a handful that are probably heavy bred and could possibly even be calving at the sale. We had that last year, had one the day after the sale, sold them as heavy breds, and then had calves that night and the next morning before the guys got there to come pick them up. But there'll be just a few that are heavy bred, but the rest of them will be open first calf pairs that'll be ready to breed back.
But even with them being commercial, you got the bloodline on them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, this set of heifers, I raised some of them, but I bought part of them from my dad, and he had bought commercial heifers through this sale in years past when Butch McRae was selling heifers. He'd bought heifers and bought bulls from us.
Right.
And so I bought these calves that were out of some of the commercial heifers that we've sold in years past and then bred back to some of our bulls. So we know a lot more about the genetics, and they're going to be a really good set of heifers.
Well, so far from what I've seen from the bull sales and cattle sales, the heifer retention is it's still in low gear. But it's coming. So I think this is a good year for what you're doing
right
in there.
I've been anticipating the herd breed or herd
rebuild
back the last few years, and I'm still a little bit ahead of the game. I've kept them the last couple of years with the anticipation of people wanting to build herds back, and it really hadn't happened in large scales, but it's starting to happen now, and people are starting to buy back.
Well, I was going to save it for my interview with Brandon tomorrow, but I'm going to start it with now, since you know. I have a new slogan for the rebuild: make heifers great again.
Absolutely.
No, but that's my new slogan.
These are going to be great ones. So start right here.
All right. And that starts at 12:30. And of course you guys got the good feed as always. And again, I apologize for last year, but I had other things going.
Absolutely. Yes. Carol is cooking for us this year as always, and she's got it covered.
She's
ready. She does a great job and come out and we'll feed you well and look at the bulls and look at the heifers, and we just have a good time.
Right. Nakona, what do you think about this deal I'm getting ready to start between your wife and father-in-law?
I'm glad I'm done talking. It's all you now.
All right, Jordan, let's go first before we get into the bull pick. Tonight.
So we had to reschedule the Ouachita County Junior Livestock Show premium sale. It was supposed to be last Tuesday, and the weather was just terrible. That was that really cold day. And so we decided to postpone it. And so it's actually tonight at 6:00 at the Ouachita Activity Center in Cordell. And so we'd love to have you. From Scratch is doing the meal. The kids are getting awards. And then we're going to auction off. I think there's 54 kids. So we'd love to have you.
All right, very good. All right, look, Jim hadn't even picked his bull. He's looking through there now. Are you looking at the EPT, sir?
Yes, sir. No. Yes, sir.
All right, Nakona, your pick. Or not Nakona, I'm sorry, Jordan. He doesn't even want him bought.
He's got his bull picked out. Yeah,
he does. Yeah. Nakona, what's your bull pick?
Lot 4.
Lot 4, why?
They bonded.
Yeah, every time I'm working on something over there, his nose is in my back pocket and just follows me around like a puppy dog.
What is he? Growth? He's a growth fund. What else? All right, Jordan, what's your pick?
So I'm a big fan of the Tahoe bulls, and so somebody asked me what my thoughts were on those the other day, and I told them that I wish that I would have used him again this year. I bred a few to him, but not as many as I should have after seeing how these bulls have grown up. And so the lots 1, 2, and 3 are really good, and there's some that are a little bit farther back in the sale, but I mean, you can't ask for heifer bulls that grow, and they've got good marbling, good, you know, ribeye, fat, all that. And so I just think they're the total package. They might not be like in the top 1%, but a good, just good beef bowl.
Jimbo, what's your pick?
Well, I'll say this about Jordan's fall bowls. She does the fall bowls, and we do most of the spring bowls.
Okay.
She has a few spring bowls also. And her fall bowls are really, to me, better this year than they've ever been.
Okay. As a set. Like, as all the way through. There's not really a top end or a bottom end. They're just good, solid bowls.
We ran out of time.
I know.
And we even got you guys here early. I guess we're just going to have to do the whole show next year. And because I about ran out of time with Mike the other day. And then, well, if I'd cut out the bull talking with you guys, we'd probably get it through there. 12:30 this Saturday.
12:30 Saturday. And we will start on time. We always do.
All right.
That's what we intend to do this year. And we'll run a pretty quick sale and get you loaded up and bring your bulls home.
It's loaded with action and suspense.
This is KECO Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The UN General Assembly.